The Pepsodent Show. The name Leslie Towns Hope is not the most familiar to us. Born in Eltham, London, on May 29, 1903, he and his family emigrated to the United States aboard the SS Philadelphia before moving to Cleveland, Ohio. Although he entered show business in the 1920s, it was only in 1928 that he changed his name to the one and only Bob Hope. Stints in vaudeville and then Broadway were followed by his radio debut in 1932 and feature films in 1938. 1938 was a banner year for Bob Hope, as it was also the debut season for the eventual decade-running smash-hit radio show, The Pepsodent Show. Despite the sponsor's name getting the billing, this was Hope's show. His opening monologue was the result of his hiring from his own pocket. He had an extravagant salary from the sponsor, a team of 8 writers to write top-notch jokes and skits. His comic timing turned him into a sensation. The show was so popular that it had its pick of the best of showbiz stars. Everyone wanted in. Now it's time to cut the talk and get ready for laughs. It's time for Bob Hope and his guests.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The smile that Pepsodent make bright for merry men will shine tonight with brighter light. Here's Hope, that sunny gent.
Ah, thank you so much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Pepsodent Kid, Bob Hope, still eating 3 meals a day with your teeth. I'm a little tired tonight. I just got back from the Santa Anita handicap. I would have been here sooner, but I stopped to have my barrel pressed. Santa Anita, that's the outdoor version of you can't take it with you. But really, it's beautiful out there, folks. The grass on the infield is gorgeous. After the 4th race, I had some of it for lunch. And they've enlarged Santa Anita this year, and I want to tell you, the whole place is run just like a machine, a vacuum cleaner. I've never seen so many people in one place. The crowds were so heavy, the pickpockets had to put on extra help. In fact, they were so busy, they wouldn't pick the pocket of a tweed suit. The fuzz slowed them up too much. One pickpocket lifted my wallet and the list of the horses I was going to bet on. He took one look at the list, handed me back my wallet, and gave me an extra dollar for car fare. And you should have seen the automobiles out there.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?